Jeff, you know I love my dog. My dog is a perfect prince.
Yes, he's always so happy to see me. I always love it.
He's a bright, shining ray of joy, and he's very delicate, as are all dogs. They don't seem delicate, but in the summer, they are particularly delicate. You need to watch your dogs in the heat. Make sure that they're not getting dehydrated.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're not tying them up or leaving them in a place that is too hot for them. Make sure you're testing the ground when you take them on a walk and make sure that the ground is not too hot for them. Just they're perfect princes and princesses, all of them, and just make sure that you're treating them as such in these hot summer months. See how you would do that.
I just, I'm discreet about the robot arms.
You just tuck them back.
They fold
right in.
Yeah.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh man, this is a really fascinating story to me.
It's not like the other 299 stories we did. This is episode 300, I think.
We're at 303, I think.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. But now that we've done 300 of these things, we figured it out. The stories should be interesting. From here on
out,
that's what we're doing. We're going to do stories that are interesting.
Sometimes
to
it's fun to take something that's ridiculously not interesting and try to make it interesting.
Oh, really? Is that what you've learned?
A little challenge.
You think that's the way to do it?
Yeah. We don't have to do it this time because I find this one very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
This was on our subreddit. This is from Sorio21.
Regular contributor.
Yes.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And that's wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. You know how rhino horns are ridiculously valuable on the black market?
Yes.
And they're causing the extinction.
Because rhinos aren't real.
No, rhinos are real. They're thinking of unicorns.
Jeff, I've seen pictures of rhinos.
Uh-huh.
That's not real.
It's totally real. It looks like a big kind of moose, but it's got a...
When have you seen real rhino?
Well, I've never seen a real rhino, but I know that they're real.
A lot of people say that rhinos are real, and then whenever I ask them if they've seen a real rhino, they all say no, Jeff.
Well, I've
Why
seen,
is that?
I've seen so many nature documentaries, and
sure.
there's so
sure.
much documentation
made,
of the rhino.
Made by Hollywood.
I mean, well, some of them are made by Hollywood, but some of them are made by,
Jeff, let me ask you this. When you go to see a Harry Potter movie,
yeah.
do you believe that centaur is real?
Well, no, because that's the only place
because
I see
the centaur.
Because
it's just a movie, right? All
it's
the,
just
the
a
only
movie.
Place you see it is in a movie.
Yeah, but...
Why do you think a rhino is real, Jeff?
Because I saw it in... It's not just in one movie. It's in a whole bunch of different
books. Oh, Expelliarmus, Jeff!
And,
I'm a magic boy! Because they're real, just like rhinos.
Well, here's the problem. Rhinos are going
are not
extinct.
Real.
They're going extinct because there are so many cultures that hunt them.
As we've looked in places where there are supposed to be rhinos, we've found no rhinos. We think that the rhino population is going down. But since none of us have ever actually seen a rhino, could it just be that now that we are exploring the world, Jeff, we are finding that rhinos never existed to begin with?
You know, a rhino is not a unicorn, right? They both have horns on their head, but they're not the same.
Yeah, the unicorn flies and the rhino doesn't.
That's you're thinking of a Pegasus.
No, Jeff. That's not what I'm thinking of.
I'm not thinking of
that's
a rhino.
That's from Battlestar Galactica. No, that's one of the ships from Galactica.
That's true. That's
true. You're thinking of the Battlestar Pegasus, okay?
Uh-huh. It does fly. That also
Which
flies.
Which is based after the mythical flying rhino. Mm.
Well, that all tracks.
That all tracks, Jeff.
Here's the problem. Rhinos are becoming extinct because the black market is so rampant, right? They're murdering rhinos just for their horn.
You're thinking of kaiju.
Oh,
you're thinking of the end of Pacific Rim. You're thinking of Ron Perlman's character in Pacific Rim who black market sells parts of kaiju.
No. I mean, it's similar.
Kaiju aren't real, Jeff.
That's true. Kaiju are not real. Rhinos are not kaiju. Ipso
facto. They look a lot like kaiju.
They're just tinier.
Maybe they baby kaiju.
Maybe they baby kaiju.
Maybe.
Are they's baby kaiju?
I think they's a baby kaiju. So, okay.
It's really terrible.
Is this, okay.
This is not something to be made
All right,
fun
for the next,
of, because this
for the
is
next
terrible.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, we're going to go ahead with the presumption that rhinos are real.
Thank you.
Okay? Because I don't
want
to hold this
that.
Up. I know that this is the first interesting story we've brought to the table in 300 and some odd episodes.
Yeah. Congratulations on 300 episodes, by the way.
Hey, thanks, man. You too.
Yeah. So rhinos.
But, yeah.
Gonna,
we'll just, they're,
I appreciate
we'll
it.
Just pretend they're real for the next 15 minutes.
Well, it's terrible
but
because
in the future, fact check your shit.
I will.
All right.
I will. So,
Sorio 21. fact check your shit before you submit it to us.
It's actually terrible and disgusting how this the entire population of an animal is being slaughtered for the rhino horn because people believe it has like sexual prowess,
curative properties.
Right. None of which have been proven.
None of which have been proven.
But they grind up the rhino horn and they sell it as a powder. People snort it. People put it in food.
This
people
comes
drink
from the
it.
Idea of like, this is an extrapolation of the idea of taking the heart of your enemy takes his strength.
Right.
If you can kill a rhino, rhinos are so powerful. If you can take this part of a rhino.
Right.
Surely an animal with such great power. It would give you power.
And they sell for ridiculous amounts. A rhino horn can go for like $60,000 on the black market.
How do they tell if it's real?
Well, they...
That's my question.
That's a good question. And that's actually how these scientists in this story are combating this problem. What they're doing is they've decided to...
Cutting it with baking soda. I've had that happen to me.
No.
A little BC headache powder in the bag instead of what you bought, instead of what you paid for?
No, they're actually... 3D printing rhino horns. And they're going to 3D print so many of them that they're going to flood the black market and drive the price down of rhino horns. It's an actually brilliant plan.
What are the 3D printed rhino horns composed of, and how is the composition? Because if I'm somebody who sells black market rhino horns, right?
Right.
Number one, I'm probably mad, bad, and dangerous to know, right?
Exactly.
I'm not a good dude to do business with.
Right.
So you're going to hand me a fake rhino horn. It better seem like a real rhino horn.
Well, it's made out of a composite of a bunch of materials.
It's made out of people. It's made out of something far less valuable. It's made out of something where the population is crazy out of control and they have no value whatsoever.
Yeah. The elderly.
The elderly.
Oh, that's not good. No, it's made out of a composition of a bunch of inorganic materials, actually. Some minerals and some metals and some rocks and stuff. And then... Because they're clever, they also inject actual rhino DNA into the composite. They start with a powder, and then they put it in this 3D printer, and they can print out a rhino horn that they say is indistinguishable from an actual horn, that you could give it to an expert, and they could test it, and they would still come back saying it's an actual rhino horn. But you can make it for a fraction of the cost, and because they're so inexpensive, they can start delivering them directly to some of these impoverished countries who, you know, people go and hunt rhino horn because killing one rhino can feed their family for a year. They can give them to these people, and the people then can sell them to the black market.
Whoa, 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 Jeff. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
this
Jeff.
This is the plan.
No, but this is also a fault in the plan. Or not a fault in the plan, but this is really, it's one thing if these scientists, these researchers, were making these indistinguishable rhino horns, and then were flying to these countries and selling them to black market themselves, and they were like, look, we did it, they're indistinguishable from rhino horns, we put ourselves in there, we put ourselves right in the room, and they couldn't tell the difference, right. And now we have this money, and we're going to give it to this village. Instead, what they're saying is, yeah, village, don't worry, we made this rhino horn, you're not going to get into any trouble, we promise. Why don't you take the rhino horn to the black market and you tell these dangerous people that the rhino horn is real?
Well.
And we'll stay right here and we'll keep printing rhino horns.
I mean, I see your point, but they don't have any way to deliver it to the black market. The scientists from America that show up in the white coats and were like, we have all these rhino horns for you.
Well, number one.
Suitcases full of rhino horns, guys.
Well, here's number one. Take the white coat off. That's number one. That's good undercover work.
I don't think you're going to hurt me. They're scientists.
What they need.
They're scientists.
Is they need somebody, sort of like when they hired Bruce Willis in Armageddon. You know what I mean? Mm. Here are all these fancy book learning astronauts, right?
Yeah.
But how, you know, they can't dig a hole. They're too fancy.
Right.
They've never gotten their nails dirty. They don't know how to dig a hole in dirt.
Yeah.
You gotta get a dirty man to dig a hole in dirt, and you gotta train him to be a smart guy, cause that's easier. You get a person that deals with the black market.
Yeah.
You get them in there and you teach them to science.
So you're telling me you have some sort of undercover rhino horn salesman. You could call him a rhino. Rhino horn salesman in name only. Rhino, the rhino horn salesman. It's a recursive acronym.
Recursive acronyms, number one, everybody agrees, best acronyms.
Best acronyms.
Number two, lets people know that if you're a rhino horn salesman and people call you the rhino,
yeah,
you're probably pretty legit.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people selling rhino horns out there, but only one guy is called, like, literally the rhino.
you got to get your rhino horns from the rhino.
That's the guy.
Go right to the horse.
You don't get your rhino horns from the horse, Jeff. The horse is going to give you shitty rhino horns.
The horse has amazing manes, though.
Sure. If you want a nice brush.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you want a fun backyard. You want a fun backyard game to play with your friends.
Well, what about glue? That guy, the horse will sell you glue.
Sure.
You go right to the horse.
But you don't go to him for rhino horns.
No. You go to the rhino. No.
You go to the rhino for that.
Which who is, in effect, a rhino salesman in name only.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying is he would be somebody that has already dealt with the black market.
Yes.
But they come in and they train him to use the 3D printer and everything.
Yeah.
And then he prints the horns and brings them in.
Hey, Sammy. We really appreciate all the great work you're doing. I got to talk to you about the use of the 3D printer.
Sure. Because, I really love this thing, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys, I can't believe, like, I had never thought that you could print out so many different things so easily.
No, I appreciate it. The whole office has gotten a little cluttered. I love your tiny little Street Fighter II characters.
Yeah!
They're amazing. But you know they're made out of fake rhino horn.
Yes!
That's not good.
No, it's great!
No, you're using
because
up all the fake
like
rhino
amazing.
Horn material.
It's like amazing because it's like they're made out of the most powerful part of the most powerful animal, Hadouken.
No, that's great. I'm glad Ken now is made out of rhino horn.
Yeah, but it looks real nice too on the table.
Yeah,
it's classy.
Well, okay, but you're using up a lot of our. This is prime black market disruption material.
Speaking of which, Jordan, I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Warhammer?
The 40K?
That's the one.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is crazy expensive.
It's true.
I mean, I tried to buy just like a carrier for some of my foot soldiers. I mean, they want like $200. And then if you want somebody to paint that for you,
yeah,
that's crazy. I don't even really understand how Warhammer works, but I know that it's very expensive, and so I don't want to get into it. But now that I have this 3D printer, I have a whole army, dude. And they're all made of rhino horn.
That's... really a lot of fake rhino horn that you use to make a Warhammer, Arnie. Here's the problem. We got to get this all on the black market. Are these black market guys? You're the expert. You're the rhino. Are these guys going to buy Warhammer 40K characters and Street Fighter 2 characters? And you're,
oh, no. We don't care about stuff like that where I'm from.
Well, then why are you doing this?
Ever since I've been here, I've just been, like, on blogs. And, like, because these things take a long time to print.
Yeah.
And so I've had, like, a lot of time to just absorb pop culture.
Uh-huh.
Damn, man, it's real great. I feel like if I could explain Warhammer to these guys, they'd be real into it.
Yeah.
I know it's mostly, like, Scandinavian, but I feel like we could really get them into it.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe we should change our plan. Maybe we should just bring sort of board games to these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've also been burning CDs and USB thumb drives of all the D&D manuals.
Sweet.
I think they're going to pay like a lot of money for this stuff once I explain to them what it is and how it works.
So you're saying that the new plan, instead of Rhino, should be Geek. Get everyone excited about Knights. Geek.
Yeah. I mean, it's a stretch, but yeah. And it's also not recursive. I really liked being the Rhino because it was recursive.
Oh, you're right. Okay, back to the original plan. Let's fuck up the market.
10 days later at the market.
This is not what we asked for! What the fuck are you doing? Don't fucking play with me!
Some kind of
Don't
Chun-Li?
Fucking play
you trying
with
to pull
me?
Off a Chun-Li?
You trying to pull off a Chun-Li with us?
Motherfucker.
Oh, you guys know what this is. Yeah! And we asked for fucking Rhino Horn! Not for fucking geek shit! Not for your fucking loot crate trash!
That is the origin story of Loot Crate.
That is the origin story of Loot Crate. That's how it was made.
That's how it started. By the way, everything in your loot crate is made out of rhino horn.
Made out of actual rhino horn.
Yeah.
So how does
disgusting.
That make you feel?
I hope you're
how
happy.
How does that make you feel when you open them? You're like, oh, Iron Man coasters.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhino horn.
Rhino horn.
Oh, extra large t-shirt. Rhino horn.
Rhino horn.
Rhino horn.
Two rhino horns. Because it's extra large.
Yeah. That's.
That's probably not even your size.
Loot crates. That's all they sell you.
That's all they give you. Because like
they have all that rhino horn lying around.
They got that rhino horn money and they don't even care. Loot crate is built on poaching endangered animals.
It's so
there,
sad.
I said it.
Yeah.
I said it. And anybody associated with loot crate, anybody who's done any promotional work for loot crate in the form of short films is,
wait a minute,
is complicit.
I feel implicated.
You should feel implicated.
Uh-oh.
As somebody who is in a very excellent loot crate short film.
I will say, I got a lot of whale blubber out of the deal.
Well, and whale blubber is a different story.
You can feed your family for weeks.
You can light your home.
Yeah.
I mean, whale oil is a different story.
And I got those cool bald eagle standees. They're great. It's made out of bald eagles.
They're made out of bald eagles. They don't look like bald
anything
eagles.
Like, well, I mean, why would you want
to? It takes 10 bald eagles to make one bald eagle standee because they really compress the bald eagle down.
Yeah.
Because you want it to have that heft so you know that it's a quality piece of merchandise.
Oh, definitely.
Because eagles are very light. Because I don't know if you know this, they fucking fly.
Yeah,
so
they can't be that heavy.
They're not super heavy.
They're not as dense as you want them to be. No. They got hollow bones.
For a real, like, for a real beautiful eagle statue, you're going to need 10 to 15 eagles.
And that's the loot crate promise.
That it's going to be real quality. Real endangered animals, real quality. Loot crate. You're never going to work with them again. We just saw that.
There's the end of that
relationship. We just saw that. Sorry, Loot Crate. On the bright side, if you wanted to know if your Loot Crate stuff was valuable,
it's very, very, very valuable.
Very
especially
valuable.
On the black
it's
market.
It's way over the $20 a month that you're paying. I'll
you
tell
should
you
really bump up your eBay prices.
Yeah. If you could go over to the other hemisphere, I'll tell you what. Oof.
So you don't think that these guys are brilliant?
I do think this is a brilliant plan? I do think that this is brilliant.
This is an application
Could
of
we do the same
printing?
Thing with, like, ivory and all that stuff? Like, I wonder. Like, anything that is...
Like
that,
giant tusks, like elephant tusks?
Yeah, just like...
3D print them.
Why not?
That'd be cool.
I would like to just carry one of these around.
What,
I would like
a
to just
3D
have,
printer?
No, yeah, like on my back. And then, like some sort of... like some sort of cyberpunk Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Were you good this year, little boy? Yeah.
My heads-up display has told me that there are good boys and girls here.
Yay, cyberpunk Santa Claus!
Hello, children. Oh, have you been using two-step encryption?
Every single day.
Good, good. Are you believing the mainstream media?
No, heck no.
All right. I'm going to print you out a mouse pad.
Yay for our mice!
It's just going to take 10 to 20 hours.
Oh.
Everybody line up. Okay. Line up orderly.
Oh, I want one too.
Okay, just get in line. Get in line. We'll be here for the next you want to use encrypted channels to tell your parents you're going to be 10 to 20 days late for dinner.
Always. Yeah. Cyberpunk Santa?
Yeah.
I'm bored.
Sure, me too. Almost all the time. Almost all the time.
And that's the tale of Cyberpunk Santa.
No, I mean, I would want one of these rhino horns. Do they look real? I mean, they look
they
real.
They do look real. It looks like a real rhino horn. It's indistinguishable from a rhino horn. It has rhino DNA.
Dude, I want one. I want one like on my shelf.
This is the potential problem. These guys may inadvertently be creating
the sickest
a market.
Collectibles.
Creating a market for rhino horn.
What's the value for one rhino horn? Does it say?
$60,000.
$60,000. What does it cost them to make one of these fake rhino horns?
A lot less than that. It doesn't say specifically, but it's a fraction of the cost.
But if it costs like a grand, it costs like a grand, right? To get all these compounds and all that. I mean, that's almost pure profit, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What?
Would you pay a grand to have like a legit looking rhino horn?
I don't want a rhino horn.
I do.
I want a rhino.
How much for them to make me a rhino?
Yeah. I would ride around on a rhino.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Quit injecting inert objects with rhino DNA and start making us pet rhinos.
I want a tinier rhino that
when
I can ride around.
When are we doing this
shit? Feel free to 3D print me a saddle for my rhino.
Oh, dude, a sick rhino saddle? I can show you like some saddles from Warhammer.
Yeah.
That are really like ornate, like
sweet,
dope saddles.
Sweet Warhammer saddles.
Yeah. I think this is super cool and I want them to do it. With all of these kind of like rare animal things.
Yeah.
That go for like huge values. Like there's stuff that's made from tigers that is worth a lot of money in the in
like
Asia and Southeast
paw,
Asia.
Yeah, tiger like all this blood or all that
like
shit.
Like all this crazy shit. Like let's just make it synthetic. Here's my crazy thing. I am now extrapolating like a Kieran Gillen world where like printing these synthetic things gives them the magical properties of the actual things. I am now thinking in a world where, of course, rhino horn is magic,
right?
But by synthetically making rhino horn, you make something that is magically 70-80% as potent for your spells.
That's good enough.
That's good enough. You can have spells that are 70-80% as potent.
Yeah.
I'm on a real spell potency kick these last couple weeks.
Clearly.
I'm on a real black magic kick right now.
I'm worried about
drawing
you.
Drawing a lot of runes.
Don't look at your Google search history.
Sacrificing a lot of animals.
That's
look
not
at
good.
My Google search history and see the truth about magic.
I don't think that's
and
a
that's
good
magic
idea.
That's magic with a CK, motherfuckers. Oh. Yeah, we're getting real.
You and Alan Moore hanging out?
Let me
out?
Tell you what. Give me one of those horns.
Uh-oh.
I will give you a plague of locusts within 72 hours.
I don't want a plague of locusts.
It'll be a smaller, more localized plague because it's a synthetic rhino horn,
local
obviously.
Locusts? You're saying local locusts?
Local locusts.
Okay. All right. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Are those like crazy? Would that be like a local locust? Would it be like El Pollo local locusts?
I don't think you should be making light of the dark arts, Jeff.
Oh, all
that's
right.
What I think.
You're telling me to go to hell, Pollo local locusts.
In your head, that phonetically worked a lot better than it did out loud, huh?
I don't know. I still liked it.
well, this is, so when are they going to try this?
It's happening now. I think the only potential downside is that if they effectively lower the cost of rhino horns, it may make, instead of destroying the market, it may make people who wouldn't normally buy rhino horns be really into them.
Can I tell you the other?
Like you.
Can I tell you the other potential downside?
What?
Boy, this is getting a lot of press publicly.
Oh, yeah.
But that's good. If people don't trust the rhino horns that they're buying, maybe they won't buy them.
No. If people don't trust the rhino horns that they're buying on the
die.
Black market, people get hurt. If they find out you're bringing them fake shit and they're giving you $60,000 every time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the guy just
won't, gonna happen?
Won't decide that we won't buy them anymore. Don't buy the rhino horns because it's all fucked up.
I don't feel like the black market for anything is a fool me once, shame on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The black market goes straight to shame on you.
Yeah. That's
the black
true.
Market goes straight to you are no longer going to be able to sell anything to
it's
anyone.
It's possible that you understand the black market more than I do. It's possible, but just based on
and
your
it's also
Google
possible,
search history,
it's also possible that if anybody else understands the black market and they have Tor installed, maybe there's a dot onion that I could give you where you could head to it and we could
talk
about
Santa
things.
Shows up
maybe
and gives you a present.
Maybe he gives you a little present. What's that present? I don't know.
It's
maybe
a virus.
We should,
maybe it's not. Who knows?
Maybe we should discuss this over encrypted channels. I don't know. Maybe that's what we do. Yeah, I think that's the problem is this thing's going to get a lot of press and they're sending the people in that normally... You know, I don't want to hunt these rhinos, but my family is so poor that I have to hunt rhinos. Cool. Here's a fake rhino horn. Good luck selling it to the rhino kingpin. Like, that's a fucking problem for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the fact that they are also publicizing it at the same time. Don't worry. This is going to save you. And then they go to the press going, we just came up with a cool secret thing that's going to save people. We're the best.
Yeah. I'd like to believe this will work. And
sure.
No one will die.
I think on a certain level it will. Because, you know, who knows... Who knows if the rhino black market is up on the blogosphere?
Yeah, right. Maybe they're not.
Maybe they're not.
Maybe
I don't
they're
know.
Too busy trying to have sexual prowess.
Maybe they have all the sexual prowess. Maybe it's true.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, maybe this is a Kieran Gillen world that we live in.
Maybe.
What do you guys think about this? Is this a great idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Even though rhinos aren't real?
Dang it, 15 minutes is up already?
Yeah, it's over. It's over. Like, let's say that rhinos were hypothetically real.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be a great idea?
I think it's a great idea.
This is all hypothetical.
Right.
So, you know, there's not much at stake. you can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can just hashtag those...
El Pollo local locusts?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You can just hashtag that fake rhinos.
Oh, that's less fun.
Yeah, but it's definitely easier. And it leaves you some room to tweet.
That's true.
Hey, and you can CC Kieran Gillen on those if you want. I don't care.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll love to hear all about it. And hey, if you're enjoying the show, and I hope that you are.
Yeah. Enjoying the show.
I swear to God, Jeff.
What?
Don't.
Well, you hoped that I was.
No, I hope that they are enjoying the show. I know that you're enjoying the show.
But you used you, not the ustedes tense.
Do we have one of those?
We need one. We need a you guys tense. People don't know how to you guys things. You try to use a possessive with you guys. People don't know how to do it. Are you guys' things? The things that all of you own? Nobody has, we need an ustedes tense in our language. I'm sorry.
You're enjoying the show. We hope that you'll head to whatever platform you listen to the show on.
Mm-hmm.
And
advocate for new status tense.
Give us 5 stars.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Particularly on iTunes, that really helps bump us up to the top of particular categories, helps new people find the show, helps us bring new concerned citizens in.
Yeah, it really does, actually.
And yeah, and then they're going to ask you to write a review, but instead, just make a case for having a formal form of you in the English language.
Yeah, and a pluralized formal form of you.
Yeah.
Man, that would be so great.
I think it's y'all.
That's not formal.
It's the most formal of all the forms.
Y'all.